Rich Muha was out walking his dog Sunday night when he saw four helicopters buzzing overhead. He didn't know what had happened until he went inside his home and turned on the local news.
Yeah, I would probably quote my son, my 25-year-old son, on that, saying that it can happen anywhere. Very surprised to hear that it would happen here.
Police say two men in a dark vehicle drove into the parking lot at the event center, which is owned by the Garland Independent School District. 200 people were inside, attending a contest and exhibit featuring cartoon depictions of the Islamic prophet Muhammad. Sarah Riojas lives nearby and has a newborn. She heard a loud boom when police detonated items to check the shooter's car for explosives.
It was really scary and concerning. You know, I also have an 8-year-old, and she was crying. She was scared. She actually slept with us last night. You know, it's hard. It's really hard.
Diaz was one of the first homeowners to move into reserve at Firewheel, built a little more than 3 years ago. The area is a mix of new and old construction, big box retail stores, $200,000 to $300,000 homes, a high school, and a 33-acre preserve. Just southeast of there, smaller wood-frame homes dot a two-lane road that runs parallel to the George Bush Turnpike. Riojas says everyone knows each other on her street.
We do a lot of things together, activities together, and, you know, we stick together. Actually, I text my neighbors. We have each other's number, and they just said, you know, we're praying, we're hoping that it's nothing.
At a time when not every neighborhood is this close-knit, residents here say they're going to stay vigilant and in touch with each other. Stella Chavez, KERA News.